3 days in that prison, so you pray the Lord to help us, that maybe somebody will get saved. I'm not a liberal, but I do, amen, I believe in capital punishment and all that. But I do believe there's some most men in there that's reachable, that the Lord loves, and their heart's still tender enough for the Word of God to get in and them to get saved. I'm glad God saved me. I wasn't in prison, but I was locked up in sin. Amen. And the Lord came by one day in His mercy and set me free. I appreciate that. Like the good song service. I'm going to read a few verses here, and I'll give you these thoughts and see what the Lord will do. Here in Exodus chapter 20, in verse 18, it said, "And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near under the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, with you from heaven. Father, we do ask you, Lord, to help us deliver these thoughts tonight, the right spirit, right attitude. Help us not be intimidated or any kind of anxiety that's unnecessary. Lord, help us be bold, but help us be kind and tender, and Lord, that you'd use us for your glory, be a blessing to these folks and a help to them. And this dear pastor has been a good friend to us. We just ask you to use us for your glory in Christ's name. Amen and amen. I want you to look here in verse 21. It said, "And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near under the thick darkness where God was." Let me say this. I guess I ought to have said this. My boy, I don't know, Mother Wayne's met my boy. Not my boy's preacher. I got called to preach about a year and a half ago. I didn't call him. The Lord called him, and the Lord's been good to me. Been married to the same woman for 39 years. It's a blessing, ain't it? Next to getting saved, that's the best thing ever happened to me when I met my wife. I got two little old grandsons. One's 9, one's 5. We don't whip them at my house. They may die in the electric chair, but I can't whip them grandbabies. I can't do it. And by the way, I'm a member of Calvary Baptist Tabernacle in Newport, Tennessee. I live up here in Morristown. I'm a King James Bible 1611 authorized version. I don't believe it's the best translation. I believe it's a perfect book. Amen. I believe God give us a perfect copy. And I'm a premillennialist. I'm not an amillennialist, postmillennialist, panmillennialist, mid-tribber, and all that other mess. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of folks saved in them churches that believe in that stuff, but they'll believe like us when they get to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to be one of us to be saved. You got to be one of us to be right. Hallelujah. Amen. Surely you wouldn't be here in this church if you didn't believe that. Anyway, so much for that. Amen. That went over like a lead balloon, did it? Huh? I work with a prison ministry. We travel about 30, 35 prisons a year. We go as far west as Missouri, far north as Delaware. I've been to prison in Mexico. Used to go to California every year, but expensive things, shorthanded, and getting older, you just have to draw the net in a little bit. But anywhere in between, the Lord will let us go and preach. Amen. Well, so much. I just thought some of you maybe have never seen my face around here before, but I thought I'd clear that up. Let me get started again here. I'm a little nervous. Some of y'all make me nervous. I'm not nervous in prison. I know they're all crooks, but I don't know all you people. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Anyway, you don't never know what you're dealing with around these Baptist churches. Now, some of you need to grin. That'll help me right here. Hallelujah. All right. So much for the foolishness. Verse 21. "And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near under the thick darkness where God was." I want to use that tonight, and I'm sure Brother Wayne's probably preached from this portion of Scripture on meeting God in the dark. Meeting God in the dark. And I'm not talking about nighttime when the sun goes down, but I'm talking about when life gets tough, when the storm clouds roll in, and the darkness sets in. Kind of like over in Acts 27, where Paul warned them about taking that voyage, and they believed the owner and the master of the ship more than they did the man of God. And wind blew softly and they set sail and a terrible storm blew up, a hurricane, no doubt. Amen. And they couldn't see the sun, the stars for many days. That's how they piloted those ships in that day, by geographical landmarks and by the planets. They couldn't see the land. They couldn't see the stars. Amen. And the Bible said they let the ship drive. They just let her loose. And after many days, then all hope that they'd be saved was then taken away. It got darker before it got better. It got more difficult before they got better. Sometimes that's the way life is, you know. Amen. Sometimes it seems like when you see the stars and the sky is bright and the birds are singing, and all of a sudden the storm rolls in. I don't like it myself. I don't even like nighttime when the sun goes down. Amen. Amen. That's why I carry me a pistol most of the time. Amen. That's what you need. Amen. A faith and a 38. Hallelujah. That'll help you. Amen. Amen. I don't walk through graveyards. This is not here, and I know there ain't nothing not going to get me, but you feel like it is. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. I feel like I'm going to grab you any minute, jerk you off one of them holes out there. I don't go through that. Right? I like the birds to sing and the sun to shine, and I know we have to have the rain, and thank God for it, and the clouds that bring it in. But, boy, I'm glad when they roll out, the sun pops through again, aren't you? I don't like darkness. I don't like life to get difficult. I'm not a very patient man. 3 seconds in the microwave, I want to know what the holdup is. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that how we are? We live in this instantaneous society. Now, amen. I don't like death. I don't like death. And it's just part of life. It's appointed a man wants to die and after this to judgment. Amen. Death. It's going to happen to us. It's going to come our way if the Lord don't come in the rapture and get us while we're alive. We're going to leave here. We're going to go out by the grave. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, they said, I ain't afraid to die. So how you know? You ain't tried that yet. Hallelujah. Amen. I know where I'm going when it happened, but I'm going to hang on every tree limb, every root I can get hold of before they drag me off in that hole. Hallelujah. I'm not interested in that. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, don't make no difference if I'm alive or in the grave when the rapture takes place. Well, it matters to me. Hallelujah. I'd much rather be alive, wouldn't you? Amen. It'll save you at least $10,000 funeral bill. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Unless you're a heathen, get cremated or something. They called my house trying to sell me burial insurance. I hang up. I figure if I die before my wife does, let her next man pay the bill. Bum got everything on in there. Hallelujah. Don't worry about that stuff. How am I doing right here? Some of you need to grin. Some of you look like you're in the dentist office. Hallelujah. We're a church service. Praise God. Amen. I don't like being depressed. You say, preacher, you get depressed? You ever know anybody 68-year-old almost ain't never been depressed? Amen. He needs to be locked up. He's just plain old crazy. Amen. Amen. Depression. But I'm not going to live under that cloud. Amen. Paul said, I think myself happy. Sometimes you have to think yourself happy. You have to think on the good things. Amen. You have to think on the good things. Sometimes I get discouraged. Every Baptist preacher sometimes discouraged on Monday. I hate Mondays. Ain't going to be no Mondays in heaven. Just one big Sunday. Praise God. Amen. You like Mondays? You looking forward to getting up in the morning? They're talking about frost on things and have to go out there and scrape the eyes off your window and go into a job you hate, working for somebody dumber than you. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't look forward to that stuff. Some of y'all need to help me here a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. Discouragement. We get that way. And disease, it's going to happen. Amen. Think if you live long enough, something like that's going to come your way. I'm talking about darkness. He said Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God wasn't just dark, but it was thick. It was the kind of darkness you could feel. Sometimes life gets dark and you can feel it. It brings heartaches and hardships in our life. And here the Bible said Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. First of all, tonight I want to talk to you about the timing of the darkness. The timing of the darkness. It was a time when God was showing forth his great power. If you study the chapter 13, 14, you'll see where God demonstrated his great power to bring the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. They were slaves to Pharaoh down in Egypt, which is a picture of the world. That's where I was at. That's where you was at before you got saved. You was a slave to the devil. You lived in the world. You was dead in the trespasses of sin, unable to get out on your own. But thank God made a way at Calvary. Hallelujah. thank, made a way at Calvary that you and I could be delivered, amen, from the bondage of sin. Amen. Before I got saved, 1974. Walked in Fairview Bible Baptist Church on a Sunday morning at 11:30. Amen. Singing was over. The preacher was a-preaching. I had hair down on my back and a pair of bell-bottom breeches on with patches on them, a T-shirt with a peace sign on it, needle tracks, both my arms, the smell of whiskey and beer on my breath, depressed on my way to hell. I couldn't have told you what I was doing when I first got there, but I can tonight. By 15 after 12, I was delivered by the power of God. The Holy Ghost showed me the way out. And the way out, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That morning, God broke me of my sin, gave me faith to believe, caused me to want to repent before I knew what repentance was. Thank God I got saved before I ever got up out of the pew. I didn't really know that till I read the Bible. I believed before I ever got up. That's the reason I went forward. Somebody said, preacher, did you pray the sinner's prayer? I guess I did pray the sinner's prayer. What did I know about the sinner's prayer? Every prayer I'd ever prayed was a sinner's prayer. They said, you come down the Romans Road? No, I drove down Marguerite Drive. Hallelujah. I didn't know one Bible verse. I couldn't have told you all that was going on. I just know that I was burdened down with guilt and shame. And when I believed with all my heart, peace and joy, I filled my soul. The darkness was drove back and the light got turned on, and I've been on my way to heaven ever since that day. Well, I'm feeling a little better now that got started. Thank God. Amen. You can't get out on your own. It takes God. He said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. Now is accepted time. You can only get delivered when he speaks to you, when he shows you the way out. I heard the gospel message many a time, but that morning I heard with all my heart, I heard the gospel message, how he died for my sins. He delivered me. He said, come unto me, all you laboring and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I'm a Baptist all over, Baptist born, Baptist bred. When I die, I'll be Baptist dead. But he didn't tell me to come to the Baptist church. He said, come unto me, all ye laboring, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. That morning I came to him. Thank God Almighty. I'm glad I've been delivered by the power of God. If you're not saved, he'll bring you out if you'll let him. He didn't make me get saved. He didn't twist my arm, but he made me want to. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't explain it. Just glad I got in. You ever wonder why he didn't get saved before he got saved? I never did think about it till I thought about it. Hallelujah. I missed some of you on that one. Hallelujah. You ever wonder, said, could I have gotten saved before I got saved? If you could have, why didn't you? I have no idea. Don't have the answer. Just thank God I got in. Amen. I guess I could have got in sooner, but I don't understand all that. That's a sovereign providential hand of the Holy God. Amen. I'm glad I've been delivered by the power of God. It was a time when God was showing forth his great power. It was a time when God was showing forth his great provision. Children of Israel been brought out of Egyptian bondage. It wasn't too long they got to murmuring, complaining about not having no water. Amen. God told Moses to take that rod and spot that rod. And water came gushing forth. Took care of 2 to 3 million people every day. Amen. Every day. God provided for them. Quail from heaven. Manna on the ground. By the way, these people were backslid. Murmuring, complaining. But God met their need anyway. Hallelujah. God takes care of his people. Amen. And I'm glad he does. There's some New Testament stipulation for God's provision. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. If a man won't work, neither should he eat. If he's physically able, amen, won't take a job, amen, don't expect God to feed him. How am I doing right there? Had a tender moment right there. Hallelujah. Right? Amen. You know, I got saved. I was a pretty sorry human being before I got saved. 24-year-old. Drugs and alcohol make a pauper out of you, make a liar out of you, make a bum out of you. Amen. And you know, getting saved is instantaneous. When God saved me, he washed my past, present, and all my possible sins away in the blood of Christ. Amen. When God looked at me, the very moment I believed with all my heart, God looked at me just like he looked at his son, Jesus Christ. lives with no sin. That's what he done for me. Amen. That's instantaneous. But if you've dug a deep hole living in sin and filthy lifestyle, it takes a long time to dig your way up out of that hole. Amen. Right before I got saved, and I guess I ought not tell all this, but the bank had repossessed my car. Well, it wasn't my car. It was their car, and I hadn't kept my end of the deal up. Hallelujah. That's what happens. You know, drug addicts and drunks are selfish people, and they'll take somebody else's money and fulfill the lust of their flesh. Amen. Their word ain't much. I got saved. Amen. Had the Holy Ghost living in me. Didn't know nothing about the written word, but I had the author, the Spirit of God living in me. Amen. He filled my heart full of joy. Amen. And peace. And I was enjoying that. And I went to the mailbox one day, and there was a letter in the mailbox from the bank. Said, Mr. Epps, we sold this car at auction, and you owe us several $100. Well, my first impression was that'll be the day I pay for a car I don't have. But the Holy Ghost, amen, said, you got to pay them bad debts, David. If you're going to have a testimony, anybody believe you really know God, the only way you're going to have that testimony is get that cleared up. I went down to the bank and told Mr. Green what happened to me. I got saved, and he probably didn't believe me. Amen. But I told him if he'd give me time, I'd pay that bad debt. Amen. 40-some years now, Mr. Green owns a restaurant up there in town. When I see him, I don't have to hide. Hey, preacher, how you doing? How's things going, preacher? Hallelujah. Amen. That means a lot to me. Amen. I dug a deep hole. I owed a lot of people. I'd go deer hunting, a tree limb hit me in the back. I said, they'll pay you Saturday. Hallelujah. I mean, a mess. And I'm not boasting, but there's not a bank up there in that town I can't go get whatever I need. God straighten all that out for me. Am I doing any good? Amen. Some of you don't look like it's going over too well, but I'm going to try not to look at you no more. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's a time when God is showing forth his great power. Time when God is showing forth his great provision. It was also a time when God was showing forth his great protection. Amen. When they came out of Egyptian bondage, you know, they had drank of that rock. That rock speaks of the smitten Christ. Amen. They drank that water. That water speaks of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Once you've trusted Christ, amen, his death, his burial, his resurrection, according to the scriptures, amen, and you drink of that spiritual rock, the Holy Spirit moves in, the battle's on. First enemy, one of them they ran into was Amalek. Amalek's a picture or a type of our wicked flesh. When Moses would hold up his hands, Israel prevailed. When Moses' hand gets weary and he let them down, Amalek would prevail. Amen, thank God. He had two friends, got on both sides, held up his hands. Sometime when I get weary, thank God for God's people that'll hold your hands up, help you fight the good fight of faith. Thank God, amen, you can get the victory. Amen. The only way to get victory over the flesh is fellowship with the sovereign, feeding on the scriptures, faithful gathering with the saints, filled with the Holy Spirit, fervent supplication. That's the only way you'll get victory over this wicked flesh. Amen. That's the only way you'll win the battle. God will give you. He gave us these graces. Gave us these graces that we not faint in the battle. Thank God. Amen. Well, we see the timing of the darkness. And then not just the timing of the darkness, but we see tonight the terror or the fear instilled in these people because of the darkness. Bible said there in verse 19, and they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. You know, when you're going through difficult times, when you're going through dark valleys, amen, time when the clouds are covering up the stars, amen, walking through tough times, sometimes you see things that ain't really there. Bible said verse 18, they saw the thundering. Well, I've never seen thunder. I've heard thunder. He said they saw the noise of the trumpet. I've never saw noise. I've heard noise. When you're going through a tough time, sometime your mind will play games with you. The devil likes to get in our head and rattle us some. Amen. I've not been through probably some things you have, but I've been through some tough places in my life. And amen, my wife's not here tonight, and my wife's doing quite well, but My wife's had two brain tumor surgeries. And the Lord's blessed. You know, that's a dark time when you find out you got a brain tumor. And no matter what, you don't know all the different kinds. And they say you got a brain tumor, darkness comes in. My wife went in deep depression, and like she's in a hole and for a year. And she said, I can't explain it. I just can't get out. And she knows more Bible, and she can pray and get a hold of God when I can't seem to break through the clouds. But she just couldn't get out of that dark place. Amen. And I love her, and she's the dearest thing to me in this life. And something happened to her. It was a frightening, dark time for us. Amen. Sometimes we go through dark times. I remember when I was a boy. Some of y'all remember those werewolf movies and Frankenstein movies. Some of you too young, but when old Lon Chaney played the Frankenstein and the werewolf, anybody remember that? Man, there ain't no, we're about dead, all us three old people in here. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, back in the 50s when people first got television, we didn't have one. But the neighbor had one. And they lived about a half a mile, three quarter mile past the graveyard and some woods. And amen. And I love Lon Chaney. I loved to watch him when the moon was full and he'd draw up and his teeth would grow and fangs and he'd just run around ripping people's jugular vein out. I love that stuff. Hallelujah. That's good movies there. Praise God. Amen. And on Friday night, the neighbor, we'd go out to the neighbor's house to watch werewolf movies and watch old Lon Chaney go through that transition. Hallelujah. It was wonderful. Amen. We'd go eat popcorn and Kool-Aid and we'd watch that movie and it'd just scare you to death. He'd creep around when that moon was full, and he'd creep up at windows, and somebody'd be in there, and he'd leap through the window, just rip them to shreds. Man, I love blood and guts. Hallelujah, amen. But when the movie was over, the sun had went down. I had to walk back home in the dark. And Lord help if the moon was full. Amen. You could just about see him behind every bush. And you just knowed any minute he's going to leap out and rip your jugular vein out. And at first, you're just creeping along and taking it easy. Before you get home, though, you're full pace. You can almost hear him going, oh! And you just know you're going to die any minute. And you're just running full speed, and you're just running from something that wasn't even real. That's the way the devil likes to do us.
Yes, sir.
When you're going through a dark time, he likes to howl and scare you, make it a lot worse than it may be going to be. And I'm not taking your troubles lightly. Yours may be as real as ours was.
Yes.
And he likes to, where's your God at now, boy?
Yeah.
Where are you going? What are you going to do now if your wife doesn't? Now, I live up Marshtown, Nashville, Vanderbilt Hospital, 230, 40 miles from where I live. That's a long way to ride with a wolf in your car. And a dark cloud set in there. And your wife weeping. You know, folks mean well, Brother Wayne, but when you got a problem like my wife had, you know, folks say such dumb things sometimes. They come up to my wife and they go, I know somebody had a tumor like that in there. It caused him to go blind.
Yeah.
You want to see, you want to see your brain for non-supporting angels. Or they come up and say, I know somebody that had that surgery my wife's going to have, and she's crippled.
Yeah.
Why? They say, you know, I'm going to be crippled. I'm going to be blind.
That's what the devil
tried down the highway of my life, thinking, what if something goes wrong? What if they mess up? You can hear the wolf in the car. Oh! What do you think of that animal?
Does
it look like him? Yeah.
Yes.
They're all right. I'm a low maintenance church member. If I have a tooth pulled, you don't have to send me a flower. Come by and visit me. Come back. I hope I ain't boring you. Praise God, I hate to be bored, don't you? I'd rather be mad than bored. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I got sick. My wife, I got sick. She got prayed underneath. And strange how she couldn't do that for herself. She did it for me. And she come to me one day, and I'm not much of a grabber the first out of the Bible, just rapidly, even flippantly, and claiming that I'm not much for that. But she'd pray and ask God to not let me die. And it's open the Bible, it said, this sickness is not under death. She came to me really excited and believed. She said, God told me that this sickness is not under death. I said, would you pray? And that would help me. That would help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You found that in the conference. I went to all that stuff, and then they have a cure for the problem. A cure. Well, I went down to Vanderbilt, they said, got a cure. Got a cure. You're on the market for this. I went home and then got insurance that I had. I got insurance. It turned me down. Because they spent all that money already. But the judge didn't figure that's going to work. Well, I figured that's what I get for living like an Indian. Reaping what I saw. My wife got a brain. I thought there's something I get through it.
Sure.
And the insurance company sent me a letter. Said, Mr. Effett, they have exceptions to you. We're going to pay the whole bill. $94,000, $84,000. We're going to pay the whole bill except $15. That made me mad. Why would you pay $93,000? I don't know. The terror of the darkness, but we see the turning from the darkness. Here it said the people, verse 21, the people stood afar off, and Moses knew near the thick darkness where God was. They said, Moses, you speak to us, but if God speaks to us, we're going to die. And they stood afar off. They turned from the darkness. And you know, some darkness is just part of our life. It's just the way it rains on the just, the unjust. Difficulties come our way, but some darkness is self-inflicted darkness. If we say we have fellowship with him, we walk in darkness, lying but not the truth. But if we walk in the light, he's in the light, have fellowship with one another in the blood of Jesus Christ, his son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we're not sin, we deceive ourselves, truth's not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we're not sin, we make him a liar in his word, not in us. Now, little children, these things are writing, you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's a propitiation for our sin, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know him, but we keep his commandments. He that saith that knoweth me, keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in. Whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we do know that we're in him. He that saith that about him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. I believe that's pretty close. Amen. Amen. I worked hard on that. Amen. I already got more amens out of that than that. I'm trying to. Hey, some things that happen to us, we bring on ourselves. Amen. When we get out of the will of God and quit being faithful to church, and God doesn't, he's not up there with a big old stick beating on us. Amen. But our own sin, our own rebellion, our own mess is what brings trouble in our life. Amen. When we quit coming on Sunday night, when we quit coming on Wednesday night when we could, we're not working or providence hindered, and we just don't want to come. When we don't pray. Amen. When we don't tithe and we've been taught to, we know what the Bible teaches about.
Right, right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
Amen. I mean, I got saved. I had to learn that business about how God's finances work. Amen. How kept the lights on, beautiful building like this, coming to the end. Amen. I got saved. I got me a job. That's not a customer. A job. And I started working, and as I worked, I lay aside as God prospered me during the temple of the Bible. I knew about how much I was going to make, went to the side, that's the first fruits of my increase. Amen. Didn't give me what was some folks that want to blame God on everything. Sometimes it's just brought on by our own rebellion. Amen. Well, I'm not going to park there and heart there. I'm going to try to get done. We see the timing of the darkness. We see the terror, the fear instilled in the people in the darkness. We see the turning from the darkness, but we also see the treasure in the darkness. Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. Sometimes God allows darkness in our life, and it will cause us to draw closer to Him. Amen. And I know He's in us, never leave us, never forsake us, but you know what I'm talking about. Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. I got to thinking about that when Moses, when you get to where God's at, He's not darkness, He's light. Amen. If it's dark, the best place to be is right where He's at. And if He's in the middle of the darkness, it's a sovereign providential plan for your life. If you just wrap your arms around Him real good, He'll shine a light and show you how to get through the darkness. Amen. And it won't always be that. Amen. I believe that so. Some folks quit on God, quit on the church when life gets tough. Amen. That's the worst thing you can do. Amen. Now, that's the worst thing you can do. Is quit on the Lord and get bitter in your heart. Amen. Just keep on loving. We're just about home. Amen. I believe we're just about home. Amen. I've been believing that ever since I believed that. 40-some years. I've never doubted that Jesus could come any minute in my whole Christian life. But I've doubted our Savior a few times, but I've never doubted the fact He's coming yet. I never doubted our Savior till I got saved. That makes sense. And that's what I said. You ever doubt it? You ever doubt it till you got it? Amen. Ain't nothing to doubt, do you get it? My God ain't good here. Hallelujah. Darkness. We don't like it, and it's part of life. Matthew 7, who's ever heard this same line, moving like a wise man, built his house upon the rock, rain descended, flood came, then blew, beat upon the house fell off, was founded, built upon the rock. He who hears this same line, moving not like a foolish man, built his house upon the sand, rain descended, flood came, then blew. Same people going through the same kind of storm. One saved, one not saved. Amen. I believe if you're really saved, when the storm stops blowing, you'll